Well, hi, everybody. I'm Larry Jacobs, and welcome to our noontime show on March 3rd, 2022, here on Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. We're going to be talking this half hour with Miles Hunter. Miles is the CEO and co-founder of TutorMe. That's just like it sounds, TutorMe.com. And he has developed a partnership with Oklahoma City Schools about tutoring and bringing about equity and access to tutoring, okay, for students who need it in Oklahoma City. And it's scalable to other cities, and we're going to talk to Miles all about it and give you the update, so to speak, and see how it's working, et cetera. We'll archive the show at ace-ed.org. That's our equity and access website, home of our Consortium for Equity, where our magazine, our online journal, Equity and Access, lives. There's a cover icon. You can just click on it, read the magazine. You'll enjoy it at ace-ed.org. All of our podcasts are there, as well as a link to our social-emotional learning website, which is called seltoday.org. But it's all linked at ace-ed.org. Okay, so please go over and check it all out. We really work hard to bring you some good information out there about these very timely topics, and we appreciate everybody that goes over there to see what we're doing to both sites, I might add. So thank you very much. Without further ado, we'll go from Maine. I think we might be going to California. I'm not sure. We'll find out and talk to Miles. Miles, it's Larry. Where are you today?
Hey, Larry. Thanks for having me on. I'm in Los Angeles.
My pleasure. Yeah. Let's see, I'm looking at a pile of snow here in Maine. Are you looking at one in L.A. too?
Unfortunately not, no.
Yeah, no, fortunately not. You aren't kidding there, my friend. What's the weather? How warm is it in one of my favorite cities? And congrats on the Rams.
Let me take a look here.
Actually,
59 degrees, so a little cold for us.
Oh, yeah, it's freezing. I'm very concerned for you there. Okay, it's going to get down to -4 here tonight.
My new jacket.
Yeah, I can get a jacket and get those gloves out. Miles, it's nice to know you. You're the founder and CEO of TutorMe. Tell us about that.
So we're an online tutoring platform that works directly with school districts, universities, community colleges, and facilitates online tutoring where the school, actually the institution, pays for it. So the students' families are not paying for this directly, so that all students have this equitable access.
And where do your tutors come from? I'm always curious about that.
Yeah, so they come from all over. We're fortunate that tutors are very excited to be on the platform. We have a ton of retention with our tutor base. And so they come from all over, apply online. And the beauty of it is that they can work from anywhere. They can work from their home. They can work as much or as little as they want.
And is it hard to find tutors these days?
Our demand has definitely increased on the student side. We've also had to really increase the supply side. And tutors, we've been fortunate to have a lot of tutors that are interested in working on the platform. So we haven't had to do too much in that realm.
Oh, that's good. And I hope you keep finding good people, like I'm sure you do. And it must be keeping you busy trying to keep that balance, et cetera, and find the school districts, community colleges, which I'm very impressed that you work with community colleges. They need your help as well. How long has the company been in existence?
So we launched the platform in 2016, and we only got into K-12 in late 2020. So the majority of our history has been in the higher ed space.
What brought you? That is very interesting. What signaled to you, maybe you could tell us your background a little bit, that there was a need for this type of tutoring in the post-secondary world? I find that very interesting.
Yeah, so Larry, we started off in higher ed because we were college students, my founders and I. We wanted to – oftentimes you end up creating something to solve your own problems, and the problem at hand was we couldn't find good tutors on campus, and we couldn't find them for a good price. So we ended up doing higher ed first, and we did very well in that space. We continue to do very well, and we're really the market leader in the higher ed space. And so we decided, we never really dabbled in K-12. until the pandemic really started to hit.
Sure.
And
sure.
we realized that there was a real need for this. It's kind of the rest of the history. We're now working with hundreds of school districts across the country.
That is really interesting, I have to say. And I must ask, what when people call you, what are the subjects that are top, that are the top ones that come in? I think of myself, I would say math. Okay, but tell me, what are you hearing these days? What are the top subjects?
Well, your intuition's spot on. Math is a big portion of what we do.
Yeah.
Exactly. So STEM subjects are huge for us. Math makes up nearly 50% of the all tutoring usage. We do have over 300 subjects. So while there's the core subjects at 10 or 15 subjects that are the majority of all lessons conducted, there's still numerous subjects that are what we would call kind of niche subjects that we help out with.
And is it worldwide, or is it just U.S. and Canada? Where does it work?
We have a few schools that are outside of North America, but the majority, almost entirely right now, we're solely focused on Canada and the U.S. Beyond that, we might be spreading ourselves a bit thin. We really want to focus on the huge market that we have here.
Absolutely. And, Myers, you said something. You said you started the company in 2016, and then I think I heard you say when or close to when you were college students. Am I correct? Is that where this
correct.
All terminated?
We thought about the platform, started thinking about it. Thinking about it and then doing it kind of two separate stages, but thinking about it like in our junior year of college. So that was kind of early on. And then we realized, well, we need to raise money for this because someone has to pay for the website to be built and all of these things to be done. And we have to also eat and things like that. So we decided to get normal real jobs after college. And then we spent most of our off time outside of work trying to find investors, which we succeeded at 8 months into our what we call regular jobs. And then we decided to quit and work full time on Tutor Me.
So if I'm reading this correctly, you're a fairly young dude. You were like 25 or something? How old are you? And I'm asking that because it's so cool. Go ahead, tell me.
Yeah, I just turned 30.
Well, congratulations to you, my friend. This is really, really cool. Okay, and
this is
really impressive. I mean that. Okay, so damn cool. Now, how many school districts are you working with? K-12.
So we're working with a few hundred school districts, and our total partners, we work with a little over 300. And then obviously with school districts, you have small ones, medium and large, and you have ones with many, many schools and not so many. So we do work with thousands of schools at this point.
That is really cool. And all over the country, obviously you're in L.A., you're working with Oklahoma City. All right, and let's use them as the example, if I may, because I know I got a press release from my friend Jacob over at PR with Panache about all this. It's really, really cool. Hi, Jacob. I know you're listening. Okay, talk to me, okay, about what you're doing with, and talk to everybody what you're doing with Oklahoma City, which is a good example of a mid-sized urban school district. Okay, so
absolutely.
Talk about that. Do it. Talk. Speak.
So Oklahoma City Public Schools, they approached us and asked, are you guys able to help us with academic support? Our teachers are struggling with burnout. We ultimately need that support 24/7. Can you do that? So we obviously said yes, because we can. And we are now servicing the 35,000 students. And it's really early in our partnership, but the striking highlights that we have are that our student ratings of our tutors is over 4.8 out of 5, and we've conducted over 1,000 tutoring lessons and counting. It's really starting to ramp up.
And how is that? I must ask, and I'm sure everybody else is asking too, how many students are in Oklahoma City schools?
About 35,000.
35,000, okay. Now, you know, obviously, you don't have 35,000 tutors. Maybe you do, okay? But I don't think you do, okay? So how does it work? How do you know which kids you're going to work with? How is that selected? Can any kid call in for any subject? Give us the setup. That's neat.
Yeah, so any kid can come in at any time. They go to the website. They usually access it through their learning management system, and they're able to see Tutor Me as a tool there. So they seamlessly log in, and they're able to find a tutor in whatever subject they need help in. So it's completely unlimited. The way that Oklahoma City Public Schools has arranged the partnership is what we call equity plan, so that they pay a license per student, and that student gets unlimited tutoring for the entire academic year. So we do not limit how many students can come to the platform. We do not limit how many hours a particular student can use. It truly is what we call an equity plan. And we make sure and monitor that there's enough tutors on the platform to meet the demand. Obviously, not every single, 100% of the students are coming on a Tuesday night.
Obviously.
But the ones that do are the ones that typically need it the most, and they end up getting serviced on the platform.
And are you finding that it's mostly, I'll just say it the other way, or what grade levels are calling in? What are you finding?
Really, the entire gamut, from young, first, second grade, all the way through through the 12th grade.
So that's amazing. All right, and is it done? Obviously, it's done virtually. But do they see each other face to face? Is it a group? Is it individual? I have so many questions. Yeah,
so they go into what we call a matching process initially when they first want to find a tutor, and they go through a matching process, and then once we find them a tutor, which is typically in about 30 to 40 seconds, they're able to go into what we call a waiting room, and then they can determine whether they want to proceed with that tutor. So once they proceed with the tutor, they go into what we call the lesson space. The lesson space has virtual whiteboard, text editor, code editor, and text communication. But what's most important and what really separates us from some of our competitors is that we have two-way audio and video capabilities. So you know that tutor is one, able to communicate effectively with that student and tutor. It's very frustrating if you're trying to learn algebra maybe over just text message. And then you also know that tutor is 100% focused on you. That tutor isn't maybe doing four or five other sessions at the same time as you would if you're chatting with Delta Airlines. You know that they might not be chatting with just you. So that's really important for us, is that it is truly one-to-one. It's not, hey, our tutors are working simultaneously with five other students.
And how long is a given session? We just go as long as needed? That's really fascinating.
As long as needed. As long as needed, there is a bit of a concern if a session is going on for more than 2 hours. We have alerts in place for that. But our average lesson is just about under an hour. It kind of ranges month to month, but we're usually sitting around 40 to 55 minutes.
Well, I still don't understand algebra. Had I been doing this, I would have started back in 1980, and the session would still be going on right now, and the alarm would have gone off. Okay, it would have taken that long. Okay, and so Oklahoma City Schools picks this up. When they talk to you, okay, why did they decide to do this? And I know Tutor Me is a good company. I don't mean it that way. I mean, but this is a major thing. This is a big deal. Okay, there's a lot of money, and it works, and you guys want to help the kids. All right. What prompted it when you guys started talking? How did it all come about?
I was fortunate to be in the actual space when the initial conversations were going on. I can't speak for Oklahoma City, but what I can say is that, this is, at the end of the day, we can list out features and how the platform is more sleek and it looks better and whatever it is we want to say about just dumping features on a school and saying we're better for features. That only gets you so far, and I think that this is really a people-driven business. At the core, it's built via technology, but it's a service. Our tutors are our actual product. They're the ones providing quality tutoring. So at the core of what we do, we really, really – we really put an emphasis on the people aspect. So the tutors, we really care about them, and we really care about them providing quality work. And the same goes for our corporate team. So when it comes to the folks that you would call sales folks or customer success folks, they really, really care. And I think that shows when you're talking with someone on our team, that we're ultimately doing this for students. And I think that makes a big, big difference. And a savvy school district like Oklahoma City can really see right through something like that if it's not the case.
That's right. How do you train your tutors? Well, I assume you do in some degree.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, so we have like an onboarding process for tutors, and then kind of prior to that, there's a pretty strenuous vetting process to make sure that you know, all kinds of things, that they're not criminals and that they're actually able to tutor, and you know, being smart in algebra doesn't mean you can actually tutor in algebra. A lot of things like that we're testing for, and once you're actually accepted into the platform, we go through an onboarding process where we explain how to deal with certain situations that some tutors that only maybe tutor offline don't necessarily know how to deal with. Students can be a little bit more emboldened, for better or for worse, when they're behind a keyboard, and can be kind of demanding and maybe don't understand that this is not a homework cheating farm. This is real tutoring. So we empower the tutors to be able to deal with those kinds of situations.
Yeah, what can you get? Now you've got my curiosity up. Like, can you give an example of what would happen? What might happen that could be a challenge, a problem?
Yeah, so a tutor might come right onto the platform and say, "I need help with this algebra problem," and the student says that, and then the tutor is expected to walk the student through getting to that answer. As opposed to just giving that answer. Otherwise, it wouldn't be true tutoring or teaching. So what ends up happening is sometimes students, it doesn't happen often, but it's something that happens, students are very persistent and continuously want to get that answer and do not want to go through the process of actually learning how to get that answer. So
that would be
they
my
can become
secret.
Very
that's
persistent.
That's what I would try to do. Yeah, that's what I would try to do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
it doesn't work out. The tutors are trying to walk the line. Yeah. Wow.
The tutors are trying to walk the line of being very polite and then also being, you know, not sitting there for an hour just saying, no, I can't give it to you.
And how does, you know, you've got tutors. Let's just, again, use Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City's curriculum, and we're not just talking about math, we're talking about a zillion subjects here, okay, Spanish, whatever, all right, social studies, what I used to teach, all right, how does this tutor know what that teacher needs to teach, or how does that work in line with the curriculum, again, of this example, Oklahoma City? How does that matter at all?
So it does matter. So the students... That's a good question. The students will typically at older ages will come with, you know, problem sets, or they'll come with what they're working on, and they'll kind of be able to express what they need help in. Whereas the younger students typically do not come to a lesson like that, and it's usually a scheduled or reoccurring lesson where the tutor is trying to the tutor ultimately is driving the lesson. So We ask that parents and tutors provide tutors, especially the first time that they work with them, with what they're going to be working on for the rest of the year, curriculum wise. And we also have some partnerships with some curriculum providers, so that we can really align that with that particular student and where they go to school. Tutors are able to access that at no cost to them due to our licensing that we have.
And are you finding that, this is an odd question, but I'm just curious in this day and age, are you finding that children of all different nationalities and ethnicities, black kids, Latino kids, white kids, whatever the case may be, are they using it equally to all, and I know you love equity, and I know that, okay? How does that work in terms of relating to the students, et cetera? So that a kid who might be shy and, you know, whatever, you know. What's
right.
the word there?
So on our platform, as it stands right now, we don't collect a lot of demographic data. So ethnicity, age, those kinds of things are really right now for the school. So when they get our data, our aggregate data, they're able to splice it and determine because they have all that information, right? So they're able to determine, you know, how much usage is happening in certain demographic sets. From what we've heard, we've seen that it's really empowered those disenfranchised groups that are using the platform. And so this is not data on our end that we've collected. This is what we're hearing from schools and districts. And what we do see is that there are a lot of students that want to use the platform and not in English. And so we see students coming to the platform and wanting to get tutoring in Spanish. And so that's something that we're able to offer.
So you have tutors who can take an ESL kid. We'll use Spanish as that example. Okay, a kid who just mostly speaks Spanish, just learning English, and you have tutors that can actually help them because they are fluent in Spanish.
Absolutely.
That's pretty cool. I got to tell you. Okay, do you offer other languages as well? That's cool. I like that.
Yeah, we offer other languages. We actually have, as part of our core, like, foreign language subjects, we have a little over 40 subjects that are foreign language. We haven't had many sessions in the bottom five of those 40. They're pretty, pretty niche. But we can cover a lot of different languages. So that's kind of just one of many reasons why it's so difficult for school districts, biggest ones,
brutal,
to be able to provide 27 tutoring. How are you going to provide algebra tutoring in Spanish at 11 p.m. at night?
I can't even do it in English, so don't ask me. That's why people need tutorme.com. Okay? I mean, really, this is very, very impressive. And there's a whole equity side to this that's amazing. And, Miles, you touched on something. I wrote it down about teacher burnout and how this helps teacher burnout. And you know the term social-emotional learning. And you may have heard me say at the beginning of the show that we have a website called SELtoday.org, which is trying to help teachers with understanding social-emotional learning and what's out there for them. And you mentioned, it's something that's near and dear to our heart is what I'm leading at here, you mentioned teacher burnout. And there's also, if I may, and I experienced this certainly myself, student frustration. If you don't understand anything, you add to that the pandemic. Okay, so you got teacher burnout, student frustration, the pandemic, schools were closed. I have to tell everybody what the heck's going on out there. All right, put what you do, tutor me, okay, literally tutor me and what tutor me does to help teacher. This is a very key thing these days, to help lessen the frustration level of students, okay, and as again, schools are all back now in full in class, okay, and also to and that teacher burnout, there's a certain frustration level there. Okay, talk about that side of it. I think it's just very fascinating. Miles.
Yeah, so the teacher burnout's a real thing.
It is.
I think that was something that even before the pandemic, teachers are can be frustrated and are dealing with a lot for many, many reasons. And we can have like a whole podcast show just on that. But I think that the teachers, I think, are really embracing these forms of online tutoring. And it's not just us. There's other great competitors out there that do this. And we ultimately are providing the teachers, and they see it this way now, that we're providing the teachers thousands of virtual teaching assistants. That's what it is. So that's how they see it. We're not in any way replacing them. It's not something we're not supposed to be we're not supposed to be a roadblock for them or in any way kind of disrupt the classroom. It's simply that teacher does not have the physical capacity to give one-on-one attention to all of her students or his students. So we're there to provide that 24/7 support. So outside of the classroom when a student is struggling, and it really, I think, takes a lot of the burden off of teachers. Are we kind of a silver bullet in all of this, this equity issue or this issue of teacher burnout? We're not the silver bullet, but we've seen that it certainly does help.
Well, no, nothing is the silver bullet, believe me, nothing. But I can sense it, and it absolutely does help. It's quite obvious. And again, I'm using Oklahoma City as the example. Did they see this from that point of view as well as the student needs? Did you talk to them about this? I don't know if they did.
We did. I think they felt very similar in a very similar way about it.
Cool. It's just so amazing. And I have the dumb question of the year. What would happen if 35,000 students called? What would happen? That's not going to happen.
So, you know,
How could you?
Yeah,
call
that,
you
it would be a pretty irregular. But we would have to actually make some changes on our tutor supply, and we would have to make sure that there's enough tutors alerted to come to the platform. So we have over 17,000 approved tutors. Obviously,
holy
not
crow.
All of them are on the platform at any given time, but we can.
Yeah.
We can alert them of increased demand, and we have things in place that really allow tutors to say, and a lot of it's based off of like predictive like machine learning technology, so that tutors know ahead of time based on historical surges that there's probably going to be lessons coming up, and we don't have enough tutors for that. So it's a very a complex balance, supply and demand. There's really
yeah.
smart people on my team that can explain yeah. it and actually implement it way better than I can. So I'm very grateful for that.
Well, if you're looking for smart people, don't hire me, for God's sakes, especially in the math department, okay?
It's two of us.
And I have to ask, all right, teachers, we have a lot of teachers that listen to this, educators that listen to this, retired educators as well. Should they get in touch with TutorMe, and how often does a tutor work? Do they work an hour a day, 5 hours a day, 9 hours a day? How does it usually shake out? And you do have
yes,
that
to your
data.
First question,
yeah.
Absolutely, we're always open to more tutors coming to the platform and working with us. In fact, a big portion of our tutor population are actually retired teachers or part-time teachers. And we see that the kind of tutors that are teachers are the former teachers. You know, they can tutor anywhere from 1 hour a week, and some are doing this 50, 60 hours a week. So
wow.
It's really up to you. It's how much you want to be on the platform.
You've really done something. You guys have really created something. Since I'll give you, we deal in K-12, so I'm going to say from 2020 on, it's been amazing how you've been able to adapt to this.
Well, thank you. I'll take all the credit for my brilliant team.
Yeah, and you should. You should, without question. Okay? And does anybody else work there, or is it strictly you, and you do all the tutoring? Is that correct? Just kidding.
No, I don't think anyone wants me doing tutoring.
just kidding. No, it's really fascinating. I mean, it's obviously needed, and you're really positioned well for the way education is now. And I'm thrilled to hear, okay, and this is always the thing, and you said it, teachers are always, there's always that thing, oh, we want to make sure everybody knows we're not going to replace teachers, okay? And there's a million tools, in this case, a tutoring tool, all right? And it's not going to replace teachers, okay? What it does, it's a tool.
Absolutely.
And I always say you don't fire your carpenter. Your carpenter, you don't fire him because he's using a power tool. Okay? You use the best tools you can. Okay? It's that simple.
Exactly.
This is, and again, TutorMe is a tool, okay, that helps teachers. Our goal is to make the kids learn. And with all the pressures on teachers, et cetera, I've got to tell you, Oklahoma City and those other school districts you're working with are handling this very smartly. They really are, okay? And I know you're doing a good job for them, okay?
We appreciate their support and their partnership.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm going to be in touch with you. I really want to learn more about this. Is that okay?
Of course, Larry. And anyone listening now, I'm always open to having a growing community where we have discussion about online tutoring or any academic support. So I appreciate all feedback and discussion. So if anyone wants to email me, my email's miles@tutorme.com, and that's Miles with a Y.
I was just going to say Miles with a Y. That's M-Y, not Y. It's Miles. Okay? Miles, thank you. This is great. Miles Hunger, miles@tutorme.com. And it is tutorme.com. This is real. I learned a lot. This is a fascinating company you got there, my friend. Good luck with everything.
Well, thank
I'll
you. It was a
touch.
Pleasure.
Oh, the pleasure was mine indeed. Thanks, Miles. You take care. Enjoy that nice weather.
Thank you.
Please. Okay.
Bye, Larry. Thank you.
Bye. You're welcome.
Take care.
Bye. Miles Hunter, everybody, tutorme.com. This is cool. Well, I think it's really neat, okay? That SEL side fascinates me, okay? It's about teacher burnout. It's about ending student frustrations. Really neat stuff. Tutorme.com. You want to be a tutor? Check it out. We'll archive at ace-ed.org. I'm Larry Jacobs. Thanks for listening.